The HMS Podcast is available on the 98KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker number MD-100231, NMLS number 186375, LifeChanger Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
It's something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
He doesn't even know he did it.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It's 545. My name's John Holmberg. Brady down there in the bunker still, hanging out at his house. He got bad news hitting his way. Just seconds, I'll tell you what that is. Brett Festley in the chair. And, of course, Toledo, who, by the way, at the end of State and Love and Trust, it comes with that that very hard bang. And you timed it with a fart in the hallway we heard. The song State of Love and Trust ended, you know, perfectly. And as it's giving us that last bang, as it's the sustain in the last note, there's a fart in the hallway right on cue, right on. Percussion fart from Toledo as he wanders around like my dad first thing in the morning, getting ready for work, just farting in the hallway with the door wide open. What? I'm a human being. Yeah, but human being can close the door, can't he, Dad? I want to make sure nobody's... My dad's big control move growing up was taking dumps with a door wide open because he wanted to make sure if somebody broke into the house, he would be ready. And we're talking about...
Midwife?
Like, he knew that he was not locked in there. But he was in control of the lock. But he was like, if somebody gets in, I need to know.
What's he going to do, throw poop tickets at him?
First off, how unbelievable is this killer to break into the house middle of the day, slaughter the family silently, and then get to the guy pooping?
Right.
And then he'll know.
Like, that's the proper order.
Well, sure. I mean, well, when you're taking the dump, you do it with the door open. If you don't hear your family being slaughtered, the guy is aces to begin with. Second, he gets all the way to you, and the only thing that kept you from being slaughtered by this panther is that you had the door cracked, and it smells so bad.
Do you think as aware as your dad was that if he'd had a phone in the 70s, that he'd be on his phone on the throne?
Yeah, because he read. So yeah. It's the same thing. He had a big.
So he'd be lost no matter what.
He would be long gone in that thing. But I think he was really saying was the scent cannot be. You can't get to me with the dump that I'm throwing outside the store. But the door was wide open, and God forbid my mom was peeing and my dad had to move one, because he would go into our bathroom, my sister and mine, and just right in the middle of the hallway of the main part of the house, door wide open, just unloading bombs again with the door open in case he had to protect us from something. Never once was there even anybody who tried to break in. On a daily basis, he did this, and not once did anyone try to break in. And
My mom had zero humility going to the bathroom when I was a kid either.
I don't want to hear this.
No, same thing.
Sometimes
the door was open. And we had one bathroom in the house I grew up in.
And people say it's age, but my dad, I'm talking about my dad in his 30s.
Yeah.
My
mom
was
early 30s.
Yeah. And just door wide open.
That's nothing. My mom won't even use the bathroom.
Yeah, your mom was a kitchen sink gal.
Brady, boost me up here. I want to drop a deuce in the farm sink. It's so deep, I can do it.
Composting.
Vesley's family's Italian. I mean, you guys have bathrooms? Or?
Of course we do.
I didn't know. I'm not sure what happened over at your place, but yeah. Toledo.
Don't say of course.
You got to get rid of the monogot. Sure. Come on now.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's true. The monogot's got to come out somehow. All at once. A family affair. You straddle me, I straddle you.
Hey, Gardaloo.
Hey, the hole's a line. You go through my legs, I go right into the can. Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah, but Toledo, you just did the old man hallway fart, which is amazing. Louis Anderson used to talk about that. He'd walk by the bathroom and see his dad in there. He said he'd do things that were amazing to him as a kid, where he would pee and fart at the same time. And as a kid, you can't do it. You'll make messes. But as an adult, that's the easiest thing in the world. It's like the greatest moment of my day. So congratulations, Richard. You made us all a little bit sick with that move, but nicely done. Brady, I have Oculus. I got to get the update. Did you close the door on a whole session of pleasing Brady with the 3D, 360-degree virtual reality porn?
The eagle has landed.
You finished off a porn video.
I did.
All right, on your child's toy. Fantastic.
And I quickly went to the book and asked for forgiveness.
Now that I believe.
Where does one land it? Where do Bob and Doug splash down? When you've got your child's toy on, and I forgot about the paddles. Those have to be considered as well. What do you do afterwards with your spider web hands to get your child's toy off your head and then everything? The cleanup had to be amazing.
Right into the shower.
You did this in the shower?
No.
I'm not sure that piece of equipment is built for that. You're going to be on the hook for
a new
one.
No, the paddles were everything okay. I mean, everything was fine. Just went into the shower afterwards.
You went into the shower.
I did, but without the headset.
But so it was all over you.
Could you imagine that? Oh, I ruined the headset. So why'd you go in the shower?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was
wasn't thinking. It was virtual reality.
Yeah. You coated yourself, took everything off.
The goo
is
that went
right?
on you.
Yeah, the goo is like you fell asleep with a Krispy Kreme on your tummy and you woke up and needed to shower it off.
Yeah.
Okay, congratulations. Well done. That is the first time, if I'm not mistaken, you've used a pornographic video for your own pleasure.
Now, did you remember to clear the history this time?
Yes.
Did you check it?
No, I didn't bother.
Yeah, screw it. She's got to learn, right?
Can't wait for this story.
I think I closed it out, but yeah, it's bound to happen. I don't know.
Hey, you figure
I don't care if more.
She's going to be a woman sooner or later.
For all I know, she's going to go to her game today, and that's the first thing that pops up. Oh, I better get out of this.
Yeah, she's going to feel guilty.
I couldn't remember the steps to close
Best
it out, but I think
still.
I did.
Daddy, thanks for buying me that new game. I went in there and I played wife cuckold's husband, and it was fun. You're a good friend, Daddy. Kirby D. Williams approves. So, yeah, so you better go back in and make sure because that'll pop up, and then you're going to have some talking and some problems. But
let's
congrats.
Hope Kirby doesn't come up to me and say, I would like a stepsister.
Yeah. Aww, yeah. That's.
I don't know why they have that category.
Daddy, I played a game called Naked Cowgirl Goes for a Ride. Oh, baby. Things are different in Kirby D. Williams' world. So congratulations, Brady. That's a big step in the mid-50s to be your first video.
It was. I'm scared now.
Yeah, you're going to be addicted to this. This is not going to be. It's a new world. You don't need that imagination. That's been passe for 20 years now. Dumb. And did you apologize to Ronnie and call your parents and stuff?
Not yet. Not yet.
Yeah. Did you?
It'll boil over.
Before bed, did you say a prayer to God and say, that was a rough day?
I thanked him.
Did you thank him?
Yeah.
Do you apologize
for such an incredible piece of equipment?
Do you pray and say you're sorry for that?
No.
No?
No. Back in the day, I might have. Well, you know, as a kid, immediately if you knew you did something pretty blatant or you know that would be a sin. Usually, most of the time, prayers, that might be part of the category. You don't point particular things out.
Oh, yeah.
In general, just say, sorry. Because I know I've messed up.
Sorry.
Like a kid,
sorry.
Like the dad going by the kid and like, what was that for? Because
you did something wrong. So, you know Jesus knows. He was watching you.
In general, I've done some things wrong, I know.
Yeah. I want to superimpose a video of you with your pants down and for some reason in a half shirt with the Oculus on. And you're sitting there just tugging away, oblivious to the room you're in, and Jesus is standing there. He's finally revealed himself to you, and he's got his arms crossed, and he's just shaking his head. And I want to be the guy that makes that video and sends it to you on your computer from jesus@gmail.com. Oh, well, congrats.
I can't even imagine. It would have been just hilarious to even film, trying to find what we found in a matter of minutes yesterday morning.
Yeah,
I went back to look. I'm like, oh my God, I about threw it off.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure out
the helmet, right?
On, where to find it. Yeah, the helmet
good.
And the browsing.
Yeah.
What did we type in last time? And then I ended up in some Russian thing.
Oh, jeez. Going to be loaded with viruses.
Watching.
If you
Kirby.
Can screen record your next trip into the void, please do that.
Oh,
please do it.
Man,
I will.
No way.
I'll accept you sending me an entire video of you whacking off just to watch it start.
You can edit out the bad parts just to watch the prep that goes into you.
All right, here we go.
You got to go. First off, you have to go steal Kirby's hat. That's the best part of the whole thing. Like there has to be a reason. Like Kirby has to be asleep or gone for a little while for you to run into a room or wherever she's hiding at that little playroom, steal her hat, take it into the bathroom or wherever you're going to do this. And I just want video of all that Ocean's 11 stuff that goes on right before you start talking. I can't wait.
We'll play the music. Yeah. We'll edit it up.
It's going to be just extremely good. But I'm proud of you.
It's just humiliating.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great, Brady, just to...
I got to try to figure out a way to whack this thing off now that Kirby's outside.
All right.
Coast is clear. I need that Asian that does tricks to come through the vents, fold up, and grab my Oculus.
Whoa!
Because it's whacking time.
It could happen. Anyway, congrats, Brady. I'm proud of you. And are you going to do it again? We'll pay for it.
In due time, probably.
Not a daily? It wasn't great enough to get one. I'd have probably done it three or four times yesterday.
The guilt's got to wane a little bit, John.
Is it guilt that gets you?
Not so much that. It's just there's, we have no vacancy in the house right now.
So it's too many people.
There's some other guests, yeah. Well, I can't even
another
imagine.
Positive test? Wait, take care of that.
I couldn't fathom someone walking in, Ronnie or Kirby walking in, and there's the helmet.
Does no one lock a door in the house?
This guy did.
That's right. So they can't walk in on you.
No, but yet the knocking and...
you won't hear it.
Well, they could, really. You can unlock our doors from the outside.
And people break in?
Enough.
If the doors are locked...
I don't think they would.
Yeah, I don't think so either. If they're doing that, then they're going to find you doing something awful one of these days. So you don't have to worry about that. So you're worried that they're going to break in?
That one just sticks out a little more for some reason. Because you're more or less blindfolded.
Please let that happen.
Like I
Kirby
know,
gets
I
so
know.
Curious that she... Who wants to... What kind of arrogant brain do you have that you think that you're in the bathroom and people want to break in and see anything, let alone that? Must see what daddy's doing. Gets the key. She don't want to break into a locked bathroom door.
I'm not not Kirby so much.
You think Ronnie would break in and see? No, but she didn't want to see you in there with your pants off, doing whatever
what
it is you're
dying?
Doing. Ugh. Yeah, well, and then the easy answer back is spin it. Everything you're not.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you. thank you. What are you doing is an easy question. If your wife uses a key to break into the bathroom to find out what you're doing, yeah, I got to hide and do this everywhere because you're... Yeah, everything you won't do is right here in my hands. And a little bit on my stomach and some on the kids' toys. But still.
What, are you writing a book?
Yeah, I don't remember hiring you as my biographer. Get out.
John, can I guess the title of this act?
Yes.
Maybe Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Husband is a Cuckold or Barbecue Sauce Bitches 2. Go to church, Brady.
Yeah. And don't blanket apologize. Get some specifics in there. The Lord is looking for
it. This one is, yeah.
Hey, since we're on the topic of that, Brady, I don't know anything about this stuff. Maybe Brett, too. I don't know about you. Baptisms, they can be done in any puddle of water?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's why they go to the
rivers. Because Jehovah's Witnesses were doing it at Banquin Ballpark there over at Chase Field. And then
in the pool?
Yeah, in some guy's backyard pool. And I'm like... I guess you can just do that anywhere.
You can do it in a baby pool. You can do it. Yeah.
I think it's just got to be blessed. I think the water's just got to be blessed.
So you can bless like a Rondo pool?
Well, not only that, but you
just have a little tank.
How long does it last?
How do you bless a running river?
Good question.
Of all the water.
It's not the blessing of it. Now, see, what you're thinking of is the Catholic side where they have holy water. But baptism was submerging anyone in a body of water.
Anybody,
and
anything.
It's a similar. Yeah. So like
Chase Field.
So
works.
It doesn't mean a thing.
So when I get back
in a pool, and if you have someone that's ordained or someone that's baptizing you, it's basically the symbolic that you're the symbolism of. You're being submerged in the water, so you're being submerged in the Holy Spirit and God.
So the water is made magic for a minute. It's just the pool.
No, it's your imagination.
Yeah. So you can pretend to go in the water.
You're making your commitment.
Because they're doing it at Chase Field, and I thought, hey, does that last for like the next group of drunks that rolls in? Because then I'm in. That would be great, like, just in case water.
What if you didn't know and you dipped into the pool?
you have to have someone there with you baptizing you.
Oh, it has to be a special
guy. Could, yeah. Once they emptied the pool and you jumped in, are you baptized?
What about like a vat of beer? Still liquid.
You know, it is.
Same symbolism.
It's still majority water, but I would right.
But there's
say,
chlorine and stuff, so I'm wondering.
I think there's something
the treated water.
More symbolic with water is life. Okay. But
it beer is mostly water.
I want it to be like John's idea, though. You come in about 15 minutes after they're there, and it's like Super Mario Brothers, and you get a super, power up.
Yeah. And run around with a big hammer or
like
whatever.
You just hit the star.
Gold coins.
just sucking them all up. I'm running into the turtles. Yeah. Because I saw yesterday on Channel 3 they were doing a thing about Jehovah's Witnesses doing baptisms, and they'd done them at Chase Field, and they're doing them in some dude's backyard. And then I found it odd that Jehovah's Witnesses were having a celebration. Like, they were totally against that, too. So I was just completely confused by the entire thing. Like, they're not supposed to want to celebrate each other. But no. They had this big party, and people were there to watch a guy get baptized and then never have birthdays again. That's essentially how I look at it.
They weren't supposed to highlight
anything about
opulence,
a person.
Anything.
Right? Yeah, like an individual celebration was out. But only when you first go in. And then afterwards, they're like, congratulations, no more Christmas, no more birthdays, no more parties, which is actually a good thing when you get older. You don't want
to
go to
parties.
You've
just absolved yourself of it
all. You're just free and clear of everybody's garbage invites.
But aren't the churches and all that stuff shut down right now? So how the hell are they getting together at Chase Field? I mean,
well, this was not a new one at Chase Field. They did that a while ago.
Oh,
they were showing some dude in the backyard, and I'm like, oh, you can just do that in somebody's pool? I didn't know that. Yeah, because that's treated water. So then I thought vodka, which is mostly water, and then you get like, you know, all these liquid, like soda is like 90% water. I wonder if you could do it in anything.
If you did it in alcohol, it one kind of defeats the purpose.
What about wine?
Necessarily.
Yeah, but he made it.
Yeah, but that's right. Like, that's
wine.
Thing. Wine and chemicals.
Well, you know, I think if you're rich enough to do that, they probably, you know, when he was doing it back in the day, he's like, look, water is a lot cheaper than
can it just be a bucket,
a vat
though?
Of
I
wine.
Mean, I could get a 5-gallon bucket of water and dunk a guy. Like, heads keg stand.
Well, that's what, I mean, Catholic,
it's the ice challenge.
It's just, it's right. Sprinkling, you know.
Yeah, he
like,
puts
some water on the forehead, on the baby. That's why some people, you know, it's symbolic for the parents to do this, saying we're going to raise our kid in the Catholic Church,
right?
But the kid doesn't know it, and that's why a lot of people get baptized later on when they're
dunk
older.
I just found it fascinating that you could do it anywhere. And started to think beer,
but
soda.
I don't know the. I guess you could.
Buble?
If you wanted to do it in wine.
What about buble?
Buble?
Buble is water. It's just carbonated, and I prefer carbonated. I whenever they ask at a restaurant, do you want tap or sparkling? I'm like, it's an easy answer. They don't do that in church. The good church will ask you. Do you like the sparkling water? Yes, I would. House? Flat?
Two pools? Three pools?
It's a good church. I was just confused by that. Thought it was a fascinating thing.
I got 11 cans someone can start with.
And the reason I bring it up, Brady, is because while you were beaten off with your kids' toys, I was thinking about Jesus.
Take that.
That's great. See, this is...
Well, I was thinking about how silly it all is, but you, my friend.
Wow, welcome to 2020. How screwed up is this?
Exactly.
My God.
This is bizarro land. Wonder if Jesus sees it if you throw yourself in a bottle of buble. I wonder what Brady's up to. And he's in a bathroom. Don't open the door. Don't open the door. Cuckold me.
You know what I can't stand?
Somebody said, I don't know if it's just me, but Brady sounds so mellow and relaxed this morning, so chill. Yeah. He's
slept
cool.
Good.
You should hear his daughter, Kirby D. She's the reason why. She's an influence. Daddy, let's watch a little, I don't know, Bachelor reruns or something, man.
Kirby, you are smooth.
I know it, baby. Get me a cold 45. Kirby D. It's just still a thrill to me. If I'm going to be so disappointed next time I see Kirby and she's not A, black, B, Billy D. Williams.
Well, she might still have the mustache.
Did she still have it? Did you ice the mustache after the talk?
No.
It's still there?
The Kirby D, you know, I just said we changed your Star Wars character from Yoda to Kirby D.
But in real life, you didn't go, let's get rid of this.
No, yeah, Ronnie has said it to a couple of times, but right now that's not high on her priority.
But what about you? You have a daughter. You brought up the mustache. Now you have to get rid of it. You're a bit responsible for this.
She's gonna have to handle our mustache.
For letting me know, Salvador Dali.
I'm at an okay level. If it gets anywhere close to like mine, then it's time to go. But it's nowhere near that.
All right.
Well, you really have to get up there and.
Well, I'm not gonna do that.
You know, it's exactly
right.
So
well, you shouldn't have told us because that's all I picture now.
I know.
Should have never said a word, but you did. And now it just is all I think about. It's Kirby in there with a little mustache wax. Looking good.
All right.
Coming in thick. Like she wants it.
You know what? I'm gonna get a Colt 45.
And man. And get a close-up. I got to see it. And then get a crazy painter's hat and make her do big eyes and do Salvador Dali's crazy pointy sides. Grow it out from the lips. Oh, I love it. Anyway, well, thank you, Brady. You've been a very good guest. And once again, appreciate your time here. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? A good one to start off our glorious Tuesday together, 585-9800. You can go to Facebook. You can text in 97936.
Yes.
Text us there and find out whatever you want to wake up to, and we'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
KUPD.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker number MB1002031, NMLS number 186377.5. LifeChangerLoan Corp is an equal housing lender.